Russia's President Boris Yeltsin is said to be resting comfortably tonight in a Moscow hospital after undergoing a 7-hour heart bypass operation earlier today. The surgery followed months of speculation and Kremlin intrigue surrounding the Russian president's health. His doctors say the operation was a complete success, and the 65-year-old Yeltsin should be fully recovered within 2 months. But even as Yeltsin lay on the operating table, hundreds of thousands of Russians took to the streets to demand some emergency attention to their problems. From Moscow, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
It isn't every day that a surgeon operates on a heart that can affect millions of lives, move global financial markets, and perhaps influence world peace. But Russian cardiologist Dr. Renat Okchurin tried to put all of that out of his mind today as the temporarily lifeless heart of Boris Yeltsin lay before him.
With every operation, there's a huge feeling of responsibility because they've put their trust in you. I tried to think that this wasn't the president of Russia, but just an ordinary patient.
Okchurin spoke at a news conference shortly after he and his team had finished the surgery. Near Okchurin sat his former teacher, 88-year-old Dr. Michael DeBakey of Texas, who had observed the operation. DeBakey helped invent this form of bypass surgery, so his assessment afterwards must have been as reassuring to his student Okchurin as to the rest of Russia.
And on the basis of the results of this operation at the present time, I would predict that President Yeltsin will be able to return to his office and carry out his duties in a perfectly normal fashion.
DeBakey also called the operation a complete success. Okchurin said that no unexpected problems had arisen, although he raised suspicions when he said he had had to repair, quote, much more than 4 blocked arteries, which is the number doctors had guessed before the operation. That could be a hint that Yeltsin's heart disease was worse than originally thought. However, Okchurin refused to say how many bypasses he had had to make. Nearly 12 hours after the surgery began, Yeltsin's spokesman said the president had regained consciousness, although the anesthetic won't fully wear off until tomorrow. The president will also remain on a respirator until tomorrow. Although this kind of bypass surgery has become commonplace, especially in the U.S., it still carries certain risks. Cardiologist Vincent Gott of Johns Hopkins University said such operations in the U.S. usually take 4 rather than 7 hours, although that could imply that surgeons were just being especially cautious. Gott also says there's a 1% chance of a stroke, but most patients are up and around quickly.
A typical patient will be out of the intensive care unit in a day and then into a step-down unit for a day or so, and many of these patients are, at least many patients in this country, are out of the hospital in 5 or 6 days.
And Gott says most people can return to work within 6 weeks. But when Yeltsin does return to the Kremlin, he'll find a population much angrier than when he disappeared from public view over the summer. Today, hundreds of thousands of Russians held an unusually large nationwide strike to protest months of overdue wages from the government. And Prime Minister Viktor Chernomyrdin, to whom Yeltsin has transferred his presidential powers until at least tomorrow, found himself in an argument with a group of Moscow protesters. Our children are begging for bread, a woman told Chernomyrdin. In the countryside, she said, we're hungry. I can't believe that, the acting president replied. It's true, the crowd shouted back. It's true. I'm Andy Bowers in Moscow.